So much sexual violence, Moms for Liberty slam woke LGBT school curriculum on Dr. Phil Show. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 18, 2022. Parents slammed the woke curriculum invading schools of all levels in a recent episode of Dr. Phil. It's unfortunate that many LGBTQ books have so much sexual violence in them. One parent can be heard saying in the episode's trailer, which features Moms for Liberty co-founders Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich. Parents should be involved in every major decision in their children's lives, one parent argues in a preview for the Dr. Phil episode. Before another says, it's unfortunate that many LGBTQ books have so much sexual violence in them. The episode features Moms for Liberty co-founders Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich. At one point during the episode, Dr. Phil can be heard asking, "What makes you think you know better than a parent about gender or anything else?" The episode about woke school curriculum comes after LGBT activists expressed outrage over Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., signing the Parents' Rights in Education law, which prohibits teachers from discussing sexuality and transgender ideology to children in kindergarten through third grade. Left-wing activists responded to the anti-grooming legislation by calling it the Don't Say Gay law, despite the fact that nowhere in the law does it say teachers are forbidden from saying the word gay. The new Dr. Phil episode will feature Moms for Liberty co-founders Tiffany Justice and Tina Deskovich, who say that every parent deserves a say when it comes to making sure that inappropriate content is not being discussed in classrooms. Viewers will also hear from Candace Jackson, an attorney and mother who worked for former President Donald Trump's Department of Education, who says that not calling someone by their preferred pronouns is an American's First Amendment right. Meanwhile, Equality for Florida Executive Director Nadine Smith argues that children need to have more transparent curriculum. Moreover, Dave and Hannah Edwards say they pulled their child with gender dysphoria out of a public school after the school failed to teach transgender curriculum in kindergarten. The episode will also feature Representative Joe Harding, R., of Florida's House of Representatives, who sponsored Governor DeSantis' anti-grooming legislation, as well as USC Gould School of Law professor Jody Armour, who says that everyone should work on having better communication and giving each other more grace. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.